We're back on Rob Bird's Boondock Saturday Morning Show on Super Hits 103.7, Cozy FM, and you guys know what I like to do on the show and talk to people that are doing good things around town and in our area. It doesn't have to be South Haven, but just doing good things, and whether it's a nonprofit, whether it's something for the kids. I've got someone in here who has got a new business in town. They've been there for about a month, right next to the Mason Lodge downtown. I've got Renee Pagliani with me this morning. How are you, Renee?
I'm great.
Well, good morning to you. And, you know, I bumped into her. I was bringing something up to the lodge, and I saw her out cleaning the window and thought I'd say hi. And she is one of the part owners. And you have another owner, too, correct?
Yes, I do. Patty Pastor.
Okay. And tell me, I guess, a little bit about it. Lakeshore Trends is the name of your store. Tell me a little bit about your store and what you guys do.
Well, we just are having a good time. We have women's clothing, accessories. We have some home decor and a little bit of furniture. And we're trying to start some workshops in our back room. Just fun little things like painting classes and metal stamping and whatever we can get into.
Is it only women's stuff?
We're toying with the idea of adding men's. We have a few things for men's right now, but we do plan to expand that.
Well, the only reason I ask is I was in there for just a minute the other day, and I saw things that I kind of like, so I was actually liking women's stuff. Okay, well, what's going on with me? But no, regardless, why did you guys choose to bring a business to South Haven?
South Haven, both of us have loved for years. We've been here. I've vacationed here since I was a little girl. Bought a place about 10 years ago, and it's always been a dream to have a store in South Haven. I love the summer vibe and all the people that it brings from all the neighboring states. It was just finally the timing was right, and it was for Patty as well. She just retired, so we threw it together.
Yeah. Well, it's a really nice store. And it smells good in there, too. But, well, you know, what are some of the things that have been kind of some of the difficult things that have happened coming into town?
You know, the thing that it's not a difficult thing at all. All the other businesses and all the local people have been wonderful, supportive, and in to wish us well. So that part's been great. But the only difficult part for us has been staying ahead of the inventory. You know, we didn't know how much we would sell, how fast we would sell it. And so it just seems like we're constantly trying to stay ahead of the inventory.
Sounds like a good problem to have.
That's what they tell me.
You don't want to, you don't want to run out and not be able to sell somebody
that's
stuff.
Right.
But if you do run out and you, I mean, because when you buy that much inventory, you have projected numbers.
Yeah.
So when you run out, that's, you're hitting your numbers. And that says a lot for South Haven, and that says a lot for you guys.
Well, trust me, I have taken care of that problem.
So we're not going to have any inventory
problems.
We have
no problems there anymore. No, not at all.
Nice. Mm-hmm. So, you know, when you're, I guess, one of the things is you're kind of almost secluded where you are because that's not the main road of South Haven.
Yes.
And we want people to know that there is on Center Street, there are some wonderful business on the south and the north side of town. So, you know, when you're in South Haven and you get to Clementine's and you're looking at the lake, say, you know what, before I go the rest of the way down there, hit those side roads and get down there and, you know, right across the street from Maria's, building a new structure there, a residential and a business structure there. And we're right next to the Mason's building. So actually got some kind of pretty cool historical things to look at there.
Right.
I guess tell me a little bit more about the products that you have. I know it's women's stuff, but really kind of what is the, is it kind of kinchy stuff? Is it stuff that's lake friendly? Or?
Yeah, so it's all things trending is what we like to say. So we call it a modern boutique with vintage charm.
Mm-hmm.
And so we have a little bit of the older painted furniture. That's what my partner does. She paints furniture and she's fabulous. And then we have a few found items that are really, you know, cool and architectural. And then our clothing and our accessories are just fun, trendy. The price points are really easy. You know, anybody can afford it.
Mm-hmm.
And same thing with the home decor. Just whatever's kind of hot and happening is what we try to carry.
And you guys have a website too, right?
We do have a website. It's not 100% yet.
Uh-oh.
But
well,
Facebook,
we need to get 100%.
Yeah,
you know, you're actually sitting in the room with someone that does marketing and websites and video and all that kind of stuff. But whatever, I'm not here to pitch you on that. I wanted to talk to you about your business just because, like I said, I like to talk about people that are doing good things in our community. And anybody that brings a store like that is doing a good thing.
Thank you. Yeah.
Yeah. And so what do you tell the people of South Haven about coming out to the store and checking it out? Because, you know, right now, you know, the people are getting up in the morning and figuring out what they're going to do for the day. So, you know, say, how are you going to today? What do you want to tell them to come in and see
it? Right. It's definitely worth taking the turn at Clementine's and coming down the sidewalk a little bit. We have fun music, we have a friendly staff, and we have a lot of things for all different ages of people. Men and women love it. Often dancing in the place. And this Saturday, right, we have a couple different events going on. We're doing our Succulent Saturday planting, open plant, and then we also have our...
Is that next week or today?
That is today.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
All right.
And we're also doing a little chalkboard painting class from 10 to 12,
yeah,
which we have some spots open for if anybody wants to join in.
Well, yeah. So, I mean, it doesn't hurt to stop and check it out anyways. And even if they aren't part of the class, they probably can stop and take a peek and watch for a minute, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Promise to have a good time.
Yeah. And I think you will. So, you know, if you're looking for something to do today, and which, I mean, it's hard to find things to do in South Haven in the summer, I guess. Now, there's so much to do here.
Yeah.
But if you are going to check out the downtown and you're going to walk around a window shop, make sure that you head down Center Street. Check out both sides, but get down there by the Masons Building. Check out their place and then go have lunch at Maria's because they're good people there, too.
They sure are.
And, you know, South Haven really is a great town. Most of the people that we're talking to right now will be tourists who don't know much about it, so it's always a good time to tell them in the morning when they're waking up and making their bacon and eggs to say, come on into town. So,
absolutely.
Well, Renee, it's been a pleasure having you on the show, and I certainly appreciate you coming in this morning, and you have a great Saturday.
Thank you. You too. Thanks.
All right. We'll be back on Rob Bird's Moondog Saturday Morning Show on Super Hits 103.7, Cozy FM.